start recording. It looks like a gray bird, perhaps a juvenile or a female. That's it. There are more than one wild bird. Stop. Start recording. I think the wild birds are flying around again.
Start recording. Some crossbills are down the hollow and they sound like little guys. Stop.
Start recording the wild bird. Three, five, and 4-3 responding. Stop. Start recording. It's 10 seconds later and I think the birds just flew over without paying any interest. Stop. Start recording. It could be my mistake. The birds, I think, are right up in the trees right above me, chittering, and one flew near the nest, the net, pointed at the wild bird. It looks like a wild male, very bright red male. Chittering. That's 4-3. Stop. Start recording. There's a female going down. Joined by a chittering male. Pair birds going down. Stop. Start recording soft communication calls of the birds. That's 4-3. Stop. Start recording. I caught the female, and now I'm going to be recording chitter notes of the wild male. The 3-5 chirped in. Mostly wild. 3-5. A recording wild bird. Stop. Start. Wild male. Now he's coming closer. Stop. Start recording 5 minutes later.
Start recording. Stop.
Start recording. I've walked back to the little bushes here, and I'm gonna wait till it goes down. Stop.
Start recording that mailman song. Start recording. By playing back the male's own song, I made him fly in, and he's right here now, very near the net. Stop. Start recording. He's singing again. Little Toops by 3-5. 3-5. Chittering by the wild male as he approaches. This is 3-5 and 4-3. 3-5 again. 3-5 again. Stop. Start chittering. Chittering by
Start recording the wild males very near now, chittering on approach, and I'll get him as he... That was him. Now he's up in the top of the tree. Very near me now. I'll see if I can get a photograph. Stop. Oh, I'll keep recording. I'll get him chittering on approach. That's him. That's him. That's him. 3-5. Wild. 3-5. And 4-3. 4-3. 3-5. Wild. 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 Stop. Start recording the wild birds here, and he's aware of the net, and he's also aware that his mate is here. So I don't think I'll lose him. And that's him calling right there. Wild. Wild bird. Stop. Just for recording. The male is still around. He was right above the net at one point, and I got a photograph of him, and now he is still right here in a small sapling right near the net. And that's him. Stop. Start recording the wild male again. If caught, this will be bird L8. Stop. There he goes. And I scared him off. He's going to that big white pine. And I'm sitting on the top of that big white pine. Stop. Start recording that male song. He's on in that big white pine across the creek. Stop. Stop. This recording, the male flew away from the net side and is now singing from a dead snag.
start recording. That male's been around here for quite a while now. It's 10:20 a.m. and I've been recording him from time to time and playing back a lot of his recordings just to keep him around here, but he just doesn't want to seem to come down. He's been in the pine tree about four or five times now, and he did go down far enough once to be caught, but when he flew up it was above the edge of the net. I haven't rushed him, and I hope he stays around a little bit longer. He knows his mate is caught, and he's definitely interested in coming back. Stop. Recording, the male is back and he's in the small pine and he appears to be foraging a little bit, not interested in going down. Stop.